We've heard a lot about the Snake River dams recently. Now, a conservation group is helping people see a different perspective in Southeast Washington. Correspondent Courtney Flatt hopped on a flight to see what's at stake from above.
For more than 40 years, Bruce Gordon has been flying people over wildlands and wildlife habitats across the West. His work has taken him from Oregon's Klamath River to Wyoming's Red Desert. He says he helped found EcoFlight to give people a bird's eye view of controversial conservation issues.
Climbing to 5,500, going to go over the river and go downstream.
The group, based in Colorado, recently traveled to the Northwest, making hour-long flights from Pullman to just past Lewiston, Idaho, following the Snake River.
And the whole key is education. So we provide this aerial perspective.
From the windows, passengers spotted Lower Granite Dam, one of the four that fish advocates say need to come out to protect salmon. Eric Crawford is the North Idaho Field Coordinator for Trout Unlimited, a fish advocacy group.
When you see all that water backed up behind Lower Granite, that really puts it in perspective of what we're really talking about and how much deviation from a free-flowing river it really is.
Fish advocates say the dams slow down migrating salmon, but others say the dams provide much-needed carbon-free energy, transportation, and irrigation. For his part, Pilot Gordon says he hopes these flights help people see everything that's at stake. I'm Courtney Flatt from 5,500 feet above the Northwest.